be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the tightest and most well-oiled machine this side of the Rockies. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd with my good friend and co-host, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Well,
back in the booth are Dogwater Dick and Spencer the intern. And over here, I got Tom from Red Mercury.
Aw, yeah.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah. So we're going to start the show out a little different this week. We're a little early. We could talk a little for a second here. We're going to talk a little for a second, but we're going to go right to calling a comedian, Susan Johns, I think her name is. She's going to be at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club this weekend, so please go check that out because, as we know, Wayne over there always puts on a good show. It's a lot of fun, and please, support local arts.
Spot trap would be good, wouldn't it?
Yes, and there's lots of that there.
Yeah, just go downstairs. It's going to be fun.
But what if spunk would be something dangerous?
No, spunk's not dangerous.
Spunk examinations are always free.
Especially here at the Worst Little Podcast.
Rick's.
If you'd like Dogwater Dick to give you his personal spunk examination, feel free to get a hold of me at ReverendRory@yahoo.com.
Dick's coming very soon.
Rick's all spunky today.
Yeah.
How you doing, Rick? You're feisty.
I'm fucking great, dude. I had such a good weekend.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
It was Thanksgiving. Oh, my God.
Oh, crap, yeah.
I worked my ass off over the weekend. I forgot that there was a time before that. In the before time, the long, long ago. When we all ate turkey with the family.
Captain Walker.
Rick, by the way, thank you.
Was he on the list of friends you came and saw?
Pretty much he was the most of the friends we saw. We got a late start, and Riku and I had a lazy morning and went over to our good friend Joy's house for a minute.
Oh, cool.
Had some snacks over there.
Cool. Yeah.
And then was going to go to a couple other places, but they're all so far flung out. And then I was talking to Rick, and then there was a schedule. And, is it going to be okay with his mom? And then it was going to be okay with his mom. And so we went over there, and I was just too damn tired to go anywhere else. And,
yeah.
Your mom and stepdad opened their lovely home to me once again for a family event, and it was great. It was good to see
kids
and your sister and meet your grandma and your aunt, who I've heard so much about.
Dude, and I fucking
I think
I well, yeah, I mean, you know, my grandma's rad.
Yeah.
And what was I going to say? Dude,
And your Asian aunt.
Am I Asian aunt? Right. I've told you that story, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was when I was 13 years old that my mom was, I was like, well, you know, and she's all, well, you know, your Aunt Debbie isn't your real aunt, right? And I was all, she isn't. I was mortified. I was like,
What gave it away?
When I said,
the yellow skin or the slanty eyes?
You've lied to me all these years. I always thought she was my real aunt. And my mom just looked at me and she goes, Rick, your Aunt Debbie is Asian. It never occurred to me. It never crossed my mind once that there was anything weird about that or that that wasn't possible. So I'm kind of an idiot. But, yeah, so I feel bad. But
at least my Uncle Joey, who wasn't really related to us, was like, you know, a kid from the neighborhood who looked like everybody else.
So it was possible.
Right.
So I had no idea. That's how racially neutral I really am inside, you guys.
Aw.
Faggot.
Did you have all the trimmings? turkey and cranberry? And
oh, yeah.
Yes, and pie that Rory wouldn't eat.
I didn't. Nobody offered me the pie, so I didn't have to refuse the pie.
Did he call her a bitch for making it?
Rory has angrily refused pie before.
Oh, very
like,
angrily.
To the point of nearly starting a fight. And
with
I said,
a girl.
And Rory was eating ice cream, and I said, oh, nobody offered you pie, did they? And he was all, he said no. And I was all, good, because I wouldn't want you to have to like knock anybody down refusing it.
Knock over your grandma.
Right. I don't want any fucking pie.
Bitch.
Fuck your pie.
But no, Enrique was looking very much looking forward to another slice of pumpkin pie because she got some over at Joy's house. But then Sherman offered her a root beer float, which to her was going to just top the evening off perfectly.
Yeah.
Had she had that before? Did she understand the concept?
No. This was a brand new thing for her. I mean, you know, I mean, I've thrown ice cream in soda for her once or twice before, but she was littler. Like, she's forming memories now. She's in first grade, and like latching onto things is the first time she ever did stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you've done that before. Okay, you don't remember anything before four. Okay.
Yeah, you've been to Rocky Horror before. What are you talking about?
Poor Riku.
Well, I like it that way.
Yes, you did.
She had such a good... But, dude, and she's fucking bouncing off the walls, like literally like running back and forth and back and forth.
Nearly tripping over an oxygen tank a couple of times.
Yes. Oh. Yes. There was a family member with an oxygen tank. So,
I thought,
dude,
that was Rory.
It's a euphemism for Rory's dick.
Yeah. Is it yours?
Wait, no.
He's all hacking in here.
Oh. So yeah, my two nieces have never looked more calm.
Oh, yeah.
How old are they?
They were nonplussed.
They're nine, and it's nothing like, and they're normally pretty like a little bit rambunctious, but something about Riku being there, not only, I think, just standing to any child makes the other child look calmer, just by contrast, because Riku's always like just fucking crazy freaking out rad.
Yeah.
At one point, I asked the two of them, so are you guys old enough to babysit yet? You want a job? And one of them was like, oh, we're only 10, and looked actually kind of excited about the idea. And the other one kind of immediately just kind of backed up and shook her head quickly. Like, no way.
I'll bet the one that wanted to was Michaela, and the one that didn't was Madison.
Across from me at the table, also across from you, they would have been left said yes, right said no.
That puts it into perspective.
I think that's backwards from what I thought.
Okay.
Which is weird. Yeah.
Two years from now, I'm totally calling Gina for those girls. Like, they can learn to babysit as a team.
Oh, and being broken in on babysitting with Riku would be just like,
bring it.
Yeah. That's every child after that will seem like a breeze. Boy, that girl has so much energy.
She does.
She's a sweetheart, but yeah, she's nonstop.
Nonstop, right? Yeah. And then
she turns into a little rage monster. Hee hee.
So where did you
What about you, Nick?
Yeah.
I went to San Diego and saw my my grandpa, which was really cool, and my Uncle John and my Aunt Beverly, and I haven't seen my family in like 18 years or something. It was really fun down in San Diego.
So you hadn't been like home for a Thanksgiving in almost 20 years?
Yeah.
Rad, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think, that's the last time I see my grandpa. I go down to my dad's, you know, in the Bay Area, but man, I didn't know it was 9 hours from the Bay Area down there. And me and Quentin and Maya were in the back seat of a SUV, and we had to trade who's sitting in the middle, and your fucking butt and your spine, and all three of us were just all and we had
who
to
was
stop
driving?
Stop every couple hours. My dad
Then
my stepmom was in the front, so it was that part of it was pretty brutal, but it was cool to hang out with my pops and see Nick one, man. He's 91 and he's getting up there. I don't know. I hope to see him again.
Totally.
But at least I went this Thanksgiving.
Does that mean we could be having Nick 3 for another 30 or 40 years?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the blood.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Can we still be doing this podcast, please?
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. we better be making some money by then. Jesus.
No. I don't know if I like you guys that much. I mean, you're cool for now, but when I get, you know, when my star rises, I mean, you got to cut loose the dead weight.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I have so much talent I offer the world, as opposed to, you know, you two.
Well, yeah. I'll be calling in on my fishing trips, just like It's me, Nick, on the road fishing. How you guys doing at the podcast?
None of us are actually here. A band sits in, and we just pipe in phones from all across
America. I'm on a candy phone. It's not even a real phone.
Rick's not even here. He's just got interns running the board.
You guys want to know what I did for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
No. Nobody asked you. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to ask you in a minute, Mr. Fussy Pants. You could have been talking with us before.
Well, I'll tell you. I didn't do shit.
Yeah?
So continue. There you go.
No, really?
What did you do?
I was hungover.
Yeah. That's a
Where did you get
that's my favorite
thing. And that definitely took my time.
Did you get a hungry man?
A what?
A hungry man.
TV dinner.
TV dinner for Thanksgiving.
Oh God, I couldn't even eat, man.
Oh, it was that kind of bad hangover.
Jesus, man.
What time did you get home? On Thanksgiving?
If I knew what time it was, then I wasn't that hungover. So,
yeah. What were you doing the night before?
I went out to hang out with a buddy, and then some other friends just happened to walk into the same bar, and I was going to go home till they walked in, and then a couple hours later, and I'm like 5 beers and 3 shots in.
Pleased to be saying the bar.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, which bar?
What bar was it?
West 2nd Street.
Ha ha ha. The karaoke bar of everybody's dreams.
Yeah.
Is that bar that always has like fighting outside?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why there was like a miasma in there, like just pleasure.
Is this sample appropriate?
Sexy, muscular black guys.
Sometimes.
Dummy.
I guess.
Okay. I don't know why, but every time I've been walking downtown, I'm outside.
I think it's a white bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've always seen like
it's
some
really
upset
couple.
It depends couple.
On the night of the week.
Okay.
Like what crowd's in there?
Yeah, it's transient. Okay. It's touristy too.
There are a lot of, there's like a Wednesday night, a Thursday night, a Saturday. Because I've heard people swear about the karaoke night at West 2nd Street. And correct me if I'm wrong. They pretty much have karaoke every night of the week. Maybe like one or two nights
Tom,
they don't.
Tom, was there karaoke the night thing. Before Thanksgiving?
There was. Well, I mean, there were like two people.
But there was.
Did you do some?
No. I am not a karaoke person.
Yet you hung out there for 5 hours. Okay.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't know. It was a Bermuda Triangle of time.
Far out.
I'm going to cut this short now. And it's time to call a comedian.
All right, let's see what's
up. Nice.
Oh, she's not on the phone yet.
Yeah, just hold that fake laugh for just one moment. And let's see if our new technology is ringing. It's my brand new iPhone.
Hello?
Okay, and hey, on the line now we've got Susan Johns, who's going to be appearing at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club this weekend. How you doing, Susan?
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey.
So,
how are you now? Is it
snow
yet?
No, it has not really been snowing much yet.
It's fucking cold.
It's cold.
Dry as my vagina.
Good.
Yeah, no, it's...
I don't like sliding in through Susanville, although it's cute with the name and everything. But...
I hear you.
Reno, Nevada, man, your career's going places, huh?
Thanks.
Hey, I'm doing a podcast from a bedroom in Reno. So.
It's like the garage sale of Vegas.
I
like Reno.
Have you been here before?
Oh, yeah. I have a big following there. And we're recording my first hour there this weekend, so it's pretty exciting.
Oh, and a live album. Rad.
Live in the basement of the Tahoe Comedy Reno.
So, like
it'll be fun.
Is it video or just audio, like an old school, you know, vinyl comedy album
kind of thing?
Do that? No, we're going to run a DVD and an audio.
Oh, nice. Cheers. Okay, cool.
I'm a big girl, but the album's going to be called 50 Shades of Gravy.
Nice.
Thanks. I do a lot of size acceptance jokes. I'm a what they call a super size BBW.
Super size, nice.
Right on.
Stay puffed.
Stay puffed.
I think God might be fat too. We don't know, right?
Hey,
when you die, and you see the light. That just might be God opening up the refrigerator.
You're what's inside.
Yeah, well, I'm calling from King County, Washington, which is the county that just changed the entire state. So.
Oh, so, hey. Thank you.
So we are legally sitting in our living room enjoying a pizza the way it should be enjoyed.
Well, thank you. We thank you and all the voters around you for your kind support in our cause.
Like tomorrow we're going to smoke weed at a gay wedding, so we're excited about that.
That's so kick-ass.
Delicious.
Across from a charter school.
You know, it might have its issues, but damn it, I love America.
Yeah, Washington's progressive.
We're the new Amsterdam of the United States.
Right, right. I bet. Really,
we live about 20 feet from the red light district now.
I bet you're going to see a big pickup in tourism.
yeah, and it's funny because the symbol is a green, you know, the red, like, first aid symbol. It's a green first aid symbol for where they sell it.
Okay.
So it looks like we've got MASH units popping up all over the place.
So how long are you going to be in town while you're here?
Well, we're doing one show Friday night and two shows on Saturday night. The shows at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Underground are 9 and they're usually 7 and 9:30. So there's an early show on Friday, I think, with The Hypnotist. And then I have two shows on Saturday that we're going to tape.
Okay, so it's the Saturday show that's getting taped?
We're going to tape Friday and then as a practice run, and then we're going to tape Saturday, too.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Cool. Well, hopefully...
It's a lot of fun. I've been out on the road all year getting ready for it. I've opened for some really crazy guys this year.
Who have you been working with?
Well, Brad Garrett and Steve-O and Dave, Uncle Joey from... Whole House, remember Uncle Joey?
Oh, yeah. Dave Coulier.
Didn't he go out with Alanis Morissette or something?
Yes, that Angry album is about him.
Yeah, and he hates it if you ask him about that.
So but, did you?
He was a really funny joke. I was supposed to be 30, and then the funnier you are, then he cuts you back, and he cuts you back, and he cuts you back. So I did, like, 3 jokes, and I was off the stage of the last show. But he does a lot of material about Art Geza.
Yeah. Sorry.
About how much funnier you know Bob Saget is, and how much better the other guy did. So it's got to be pretty hard for him to be that low on the totem pole off of that show.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, yeah. It's being the uncool shemp.
I won the runner up down there in California for funniest female, and I won funniest person in Washington. So it's been a really great year.
Awesome.
Hey, congratulations for that.
Yay!
Well, all of you listeners out there who are interested, please go check her out this Friday.
Yeah,
and
get
Saturday,
your ass on a
Pioneer
comedy record, too.
Yeah.
To hear yourself laughing on their album.
Heckle her.
Yeah, do you like hecklers?
Yeah, they could be live in the studio audience. The more laughter, the better for those tracks.
What's your feeling on heckling?
Well, I'm known as the queen of heck. I mean, I trained up in North Dakota and Montana and Idaho, so I'm pretty good. Someone usually only heckles me one time, and then they're afraid to talk after that.
Yeah.
It's pretty, like, the first time somebody says something, I usually shut it down so hard that everyone else just is afraid. It's a lot of fun.
Good.
I'm not afraid to go out in the crowd. A lot of comics are afraid to go out there, but I was a strip club DJ for a decade.
Right, okay.
You know, like, don't look at the stage, don't read the stage, you know, that kind of DJ. So I have to handle pretty rough guys, you know, for 8 hours a day.
It's good training.
Right by a military post, so the kind of guys that came in, I got to, you know, really harass a lot. So I got really, really good at it.
Awesome.
I get a lot of material about my kid. He's he just turned 18. You guys know what that means?
Huh? What does that mean?
He can vote.
He's no. It means I will no longer be known as the defendant's mother.
Oh, so chip off the old block, eh?
Yeah, he's dyslexic, so he gets his tattoos thrown backwards so he can read them. But yeah, it's been fun. He got arrested recently for a racial slur. He called a Mexican police officer Punch. I know, the mom in me was mad, but the comic in me was laughing.
That's killed it, yeah.
Chips reference, wow.
No, that's bad.
And I just got engaged. We're pretty excited about that. He's a big guy like me.
Hey, congratulations.
She's a big guy.
We picked out the colors for the wedding. They're going to be sour cream and onion. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, no, it sounds like I like your material. I like where you're going with it.
Yeah, but in a big, we were just talking about, it's easy to plan a big person wedding because you don't have to cook when you go to a buffet.
Come down to Reno. We got lots of buffets.
Yeah, you guys are, and you have a lot of the Diggers Drive-In and Dive places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to go to the one over next to the Gold Nugget. You can pretty much find me there after a show.
Oh, with the little nugget?
Awful, awful.
Getting the awful, awful?
Yep.
So good.
Right on.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, there's great food in Reno.
There is. No, we've got a nice little food community happening. And some of it is not even sold with fries.
Well, the foodie movement is pretty cool across the country. My nickname's Cupcake. Uh-huh. And people bring me cupcakes. But I do some jokes about maple bacon bars.
Mm.
So almost everywhere we go now, people are showing up to the shows with, you know, making maple bars and cupcakes.
Oh, dude, I want to hang out with you so bad.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. You're always a little afraid to eat it because it's like,
so
some of the people say, okay, but then there's the other ones where you're like, I don't know what you did to that.
Right.
I can't eat that ton of it. So it's just like, what? So split the bacon out of it. I can't eat it.
And you never know.
You
never know what kind of fan they are.
We know how she would answer the first question.
Yeah, music, podcast, and comics.
What's that?
We have a lot of it. I live in Seattle, so we've had a lot of really fun experiences with musicians showing up at the shows.
Oh, rad.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Like Craig's show, Mike McCready showed up, or like the Underground, we used to, our main stage was right across from the arena, which is, like, one time Jeff Tate came in from Queensryche. That was really cool.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, so you see a lot of the the Pearl Jam guys can show up anywhere out here.
Right.
It's a lot of fun to
anybody who might have called that home.
Yeah. I've never met Ed Sheeran. I did see Nirvana before they were Nirvana, and I just remember thinking, because that's when I was young, just what those guys are doing in those dresses. It's just so silly.
Yeah.
I used to put them, in the beginning, they used to wear like little maid dresses, kind of.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You guys remember Nirvana? You're not as old as I am.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't really get into them until like...
Really? Like, that's how they started?
90. You know, 89, 90.
I was in radio. I did radio 10 years when I was... I was younger,
with
that. I was like 84 to 94, so.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a lot older than you guys.
Yeah.
I got to interview Rick James once.
Well, I know you're a little older than me. Damn.
I got to hang out with George Clinton one night.
Woo!
Yeah.
Those guys smell bad, though.
It's mostly the dreads.
I know. We were in the dressing room after they were there once, and it was like, what is that? That smell is never going to go away. Patchouli.
The pee funk.
And wet dog.
Patchouli and wet dog.
Atomic dog. Wet dog.
Yeah, we thought funk was a description of the music.
Well, you guys are awesome. Yeah, if everyone could come out, they can go online to Reno Tahoe Comedy and get showtimes or
tickets.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, do you have a website out there?
Yeah, you guys ready?
Go ahead.
It's wannarollafatty.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they can just go to my fan page and that's
Susan. Can't believe that's
Jones.
Not taken.
Fan page on Facebook?
Facebook, yeah.
Susan Cupcake Jones, right?
Susan Cupcake.
Wannarollafatty.
Wannarollafatty.com.
Nice. It's a
touch-up. Hey, well, thank you for being on the show tonight,
Susan. Thanks, Susan.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Well, that wasn't too painful.
That wasn't too bad.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Ever evolving technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. We have
to work that out.
We're gonna work on that. Yeah. But no, really, it wasn't too bad. And actually, I think if the phone hadn't been so wonky, she was actually kind of funny there.
Yeah.
Like, she pulled out some jokes.
She did what we wish all the comedians would do.
Right.
Like, start being funny now. Right. Do some of your act now.
Right. Yeah. No, and she did. She's been on a radio show before. You talk a little about yourself. You tell some jokes. You talk about the show. You talk a little about yourself. And there we go.
Yeah.
I was just having a hard time understanding some of what she was saying just because of the connection and stuff. But but thank you, Susan. We'll send everybody to wannarollafatty.com to check you out. And if you want to go see this funny lady, please go see her again at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club, Pioneer Underground, this Friday and Saturday night.
Square Garden.
I might go Square Garden. Pioneer Square Garden.
I might go Saturday.
That could be
recording.
Fun.
Yeah.
We need some goddamn music right now, I think.
Music break, please.
Rick? Tom?
Rick? No, it's Tom.
Tom?
What are we hearing first, and what is it all about? So, Tom, what are we even hearing with you today?
Why are you here?
Oh, my God, it's too much! Can we all talk about
other than my failures as a producer.
Okay.
Did you go solo, or are we here in Red Mercury today?
You're here in Red fucking Mercury, man.
Cool.
But it's new. Yeah.
New stuff.
Nobody has heard this.
For those of you who don't know, Red Mercury was on the show last...
Yeah, season one.
Season one. Yeah.
Last eon.
Yeah. Last season.
Last dimension.
And they're a really good local trio that were working it hard with the good Morgan Hall. Morgan sexually, yes.
Sexually.
Unfortunately, Morgan...
Oh, is he no longer with you?
Morgan is no longer with us.
But for the purposes of this recording, that is irrelevant.
He's on this recording?
Yes.
Yes.
So this is Morgan. You should get credit for this.
Definitely.
Cool.
Okay,
this is the last thing he gets credit for.
Do you have a new drummer, though?
No.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
What are we listening
to? This seems
to?
Like a great room for a therapy session. If you want, later on... Rick, you'd I need a couch, please.
And you'd be more comfortable getting it all out if you weren't wearing those pants. They're very restrictive.
They're just jeans, dude.
Your chi can't get out if you're wearing denim, man.
I can unzip if you want.
Yeah.
I'll at least unbutton.
Nice.
Tell me about your mother.
That way my beer belly will be more comfortable. Okay, so first song we're going to listen to is Stained Glass. Just a short thing about this new album. It's called When Galaxies Collide. I'd say 95% of the songs on this album are older than the songs that we recorded on the last album at Dogwater Studios.
Ding. Now stop.
Ding. Yeah, that's what I meant.
So yeah, a long time ago in a galaxy right next door, I had this image in my head of a young artist who doesn't feel like he's being listened to, holding up a church with his father's revolver, and this whole thing sort of sprung out of that. And I wanted to do something like a rock opera, and I wasn't really able to do that because I'd written a lot of the songs before the concept had really solidified. But I've still been able to write something, put something together that at least hints toward that. And this first song is called Stained Glass, in reference to the stained glass of, you know, a Catholic church. And this is his opening. This is after he's gone up to the pulpit and fired his gun.
Mm-hmm. Scary. Deep.
Consciousness with on the mothership I have ever said. If I were
see conflict inside of me, crying for resolution. Suddenly all I see conflict inside of me, crying for confrontation. Crying for resolution.
This is really exciting for
groovy.
Me. This is because this is the first time I've ever had a project where somebody came over here and tracked everything, and then I cleaned up the tracks a little bit and just handed them over to Tom, and Tom's been mixing it.
Ah.
I always do everything, and it's nice to just like record something and hand it off.
Cool. Sounds great, man.
Yeah.
So Tom did all the mixing on that, and it's fucking – and if you – and me, I have only heard the original, what it all sounded like. And so many things have been done to it since then. That was really cool.
Well, for Rick to say that, that's as good as – well, hey, what did Rob Spiewak think of that?
What did Rob Spiewak think about it? Do you know what just happened? I was looking on Amazon.com for cables to make the iPhone work on the show. So what did Rob think about it?
Again, a great recording.
See, the great Thanks. Rob Spiewak thinks
Fuck
it was a
Rob.
Great recording.
We're not doing it for him.
I don't like people who like my stuff.
Does he know?
That must be why you keep coming around.
Exactly. Like I said, this is a great place for some psychiatric help.
Well, Stephen Colbert hates it.
You fail.
Oh.
So what's going on, man?
Yeah, what's happening?
You getting a new drummer or what?
Dude, we've auditioned a few, and, you know, not... some of them are really good, some of them not so great. Like, it's always really difficult.
The guy with the one leg, he's just hard to work with.
Oh, that guy could do a mean double bass. But it's really hard to replace a guy you've been playing with for 5 or 6 years. You pretty much built a sound around each other.
Right.
If we're gonna add someone else, it's pretty much... I mean, yeah, it's a drummer, and a lot of drummers can just play along. But even a drummer, you add a new drummer and the sound changes. So it's been a really difficult thing. Plus, I've just been trying to finish this, and then I can focus more on finding a new guy.
Well, it must be hard, like, working on a project knowing that there's no – I mean, is Morgan going to at least, like, play the CD release, or
is there anything? We might be able to talk him into it, but no promises.
And you know why Morgan quit?
No.
So he could play with Spencer.
Oh. Yeah.
Our intern ruined Red Mercury.
Why don't you just do both?
Fuck you, Spencer.
I know.
Never liked you anyway.
Spencer, I love you, but fuck you.
Ooh. Is that butt fuck you or butt fuck you?
I believe both.
Nice.
I don't need any lube.
Sexually.
Nice. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Just a little spit.
Spunk.
AIDS.
Oh.
You use AIDS as lube.
No, don't do that.
The fake fear in Rick's voice. No, you're actually very...
I really am afraid of that.
You're
yeah.
very germophobic, as I recall. It's part of why he cleans houses for a living.
He's afraid of Germans?
Yes, he is.
German phobic, exactly.
He hates half of himself.
I'm not German.
Oh my
He's
God!
Austrian,
do you remember
sure.
getting into an argument with somebody one time, Rick? You were talking about Gangs of New York, and you'd never seen it.
Oh yeah.
And they said something to you about, "Wow, you're Irish and Italian. You must hate yourself."
Because Gangs of New York, and then
you started a fight with him.
These were friends of no, I didn't. I was terrified. These were friends of Jessica's, and they were really tough looking guys. And we just show up at this dark place, and I was there to buy weed. Like, that's how long ago this was.
Yeah,
I was there to buy weed, and I'm like, well, so where's the fucking weed? And then they're all watching Gangs of New York. They were like a Gangs of New York cult, like the group of these And they were all really hot, tough, straight guys. And they and I'm sitting there, this little queer boy, and fucking and one of them's like,
this
and they're all
skinhead
freaking out,
looking motherfucker.
Yeah, and they're watching Gangs of New York, and it was like they watched it over and over and over again. Like that's all they ever did. It just showed up at any time that they just cared about the movie. And finally, one of them goes, "So, are you German or Italian?
Oh,
or no, are you Irish or Italian?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm half of each." "Oh,
oh,
so you must hate yourself." And I'm, and suddenly I was like this outcast. I felt so uncomfortable.
I remember you being pissed off about it later,
afterwards.
Though. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't show that to any of them. I just wanted to
fuckers.
Get the, what do you mean, fucking? Because I'm like, yeah. And so it was really. And who knows if they were kidding? And I was just because
you raged. I want to say you raged about that for like 2 weeks
I raged
or something.
About everything. I'm a lot calmer now.
It was Rick and I always had a lot of fun having conversations. They were more just long-winded complaints where the other one went, "Yeah, fuck them."
You know what, Rick? You're a fucking prick.
That's fucking right, that little bitch.
I had the same anger toward green lights.
Thank you.
That just wow. Thank you for your soul. Silence.
How many tracks are on the album?
Look at Nick steering the helm back on course.
I am the master of creating silence.
And this moment of silence brought to you by our good friend at Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check
Felix
the pink
likes to
check
ding.
That pinky link at pinkypolansky.com.
Ding. Ding. Wow. We are getting silly.
Yeah, and speaking of which, if you would like to get a valuable sponsorship segment or on-air read or commercial, please contact me at ReverendRory@yahoo.com or any of us at Worst Little Podcast on Facebook.
There you go. That would be nice of you. Let's hear some more music, man. I think it's
really we're gonna dive back into a song.
We really only have like 35 minutes, so we need.
Yeah.
We need
oh
a little
yeah, we
more
got.
Music.
We are having a little bit of a short show this week, yeah.
And maybe a nice quiz, a
little quiz,
a little revamp on the quiz with Tom.
Yeah, some new questions for Tom,
and then
hey, last quiz I was on, I was up. A badass.
You were,
yeah, I was.
Did you get the high score?
I don't. Yes.
I believe he did.
Yeah. You won? Awesome. I can't wait to play again.
It was a pity score.
Sucks all of that is on record. I wouldn't lie about it.
Somebody could go back and listen to that episode that they might have missed, or if they're just curious to find out the score.
Yeah. Red Mercury. Do you remember what month that was?
No.
Yeah, well, you
really
just
don't.
Look it up. It's Red Mercury.
You can search it on the website now. There's a search box.
Yep. Oh, there is? Cool.
Yes, I put a search box in on the
website.
Nice.
Very cool.
Oh,
thank
you,
Rory.
Like you just did it.
I did it like a month ago.
You just put it there. Like
I never noticed.
Search box.
Whatever.
Oh. Well, wow. All
right, music.
Pinky Polansky.
So what? So Tom, what's the next song?
Oh wait. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no drink.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to feel alone.
I'm very coffee phlegmy. I'm not contagious or anything. I just have this little.
Yeah. Tell people that too.
Yeah, I don't want
no,
phlegm.
I was contagious like a week ago.
Oh. Yeah, bleach these mics when
except
we
my
leave.
Love. My love's always contagious.
So this net. Hold on.
I don't want to go there.
Spunk.
This is a spunky ass show today.
My spunk is not contagious.
Tell you what.
My love is.
Spunk.
Spunkalicious.
Give me that really weird one.
Yeah,
that's the one. Oh my god!
Spunk examinations are always free.
So, Rick, do you have a large spunk bank you make withdrawals from?
Spunk.
So,
how often do you make deposits in the spunk bank?
Every day. I try to do that every day. Who has time, really?
All okay, right, this show is going so well. Song? Let's listen to some music.
Okay. So taking an entire church hostage with a gun.
Right. Now what's happening?
This is what happens when artists don't get listened to, you guys.
Yeah.
I would just like to
speaking of this.
Boom.
How many people have to die?
High strung, short little man in the corner.
How many people have to die before you buy this album?
Sorry.
For everyone that buys this album, I won't kill someone.
All right, so next track is 2064.
It is something in the way of a prediction, like the way
the robots take over the world.
Pretty much. no, there are a lot of references in the song to the book 1984, and it's part of this guy's rant. Yeah.
Was this on the last album?
This is on the one coming up, When Galaxies Collide.
Yeah, okay. There was another song kind of like that too.
Yeah, we played an acoustic version of that the last time we were here.
Okay, cool.
Now you get to hear what we really meant to do.
Is this the one that has the reference to, can I say?
Judas?
No, to Logan's Run.
Yes.
I love that.
Oh, cool. Yes.
Such a good movie.
I didn't catch the line, and somebody, who else? Oh, it was Mike's girlfriend who caught the line and said, is that a reference to Logan's Run?
You know
Run?
What pisses me off about that, man? She hadn't seen Logan's Run till like 8 months ago.
By the way, Mike's girlfriend, the little brunette?
Yeah.
Hot as
holy
balls.
Holy shit.
Hot as balls. I know.
That girl's hot. And way too young for me to look at with my lecherous, lecherous old man eyes.
Yeah.
But she's the one who shows up at a party wearing a slave Leia costume.
Dude, she wears that so much. God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of her.
So now we know why Mike's not on the show.
Yeah, if you could be somewhere with her, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Your dick just makes this sound. Squeet.
Spunk.
apparently needs some WD-40 because it hasn't been up in a while.
Let's hear 2064.
2064.
We'll be right back.
good.
So what is the line when the crystal imprinted on the palm of your hand turns?
When the crystal flower imprinted on the palm of your hand turns black, your life is over.
It's so true, just like in the movie.
Mine's been black for 9 years.
Sci-fi progressive rock.
Fuck yeah.
It's cool, dude. Very cool.
I didn't hear anything about robots, though.
No robots. I didn't think that lasers were... I mean, it's too liberal. I wanted to be a little conservative with it. Just some explosions, you know?
Whatever.
Mm. You have some
2064,
explosions?
There's going to be robots with guns who don't like us. And
I hope so.
Nah.
It'd be awesome. The first robot-human war. And then we just, like, push them over, and then their wheels will spin.
Dude, haven't you watched Terminator? That's a bad idea.
Like, that's ever going to be. Like, things in movies and TV ever come true.
But
like,
Terminator had time travel.
Like, handheld communicators
Battlestar
on Star Trek.
Battlestar Galactica, dude. Battlestar Galactica again.
All right, fair enough. Yeah.
Not a good idea.
Didn't Who's the character from Battlestar Galactica you most identify with?
Me?
Yeah. Just throwing that out.
I want to say Starbuck, but probably more like. Boxy.
I'm going with the president's assistant. What's his name? Oh, wait, you're thinking of old Battlestar.
I was going to say, I want to be Tweaky.
Kind of mixed him up.
That's not even... That's freaking Buck Rogers, dude. That's wrong fucking show. You shit.
Fuck off, Buck.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Hey, Buck, eat one.
Oh, there were two Tweaky voices. There was the cool one, hey, Buck, and then there was the shitty one. It was like,
yeah.
This one, meh.
I liked Mel Blanc.
I thought he was the bad one.
He was from Looney Tunes. No, he did.
He did the good one.
The funny one.
Beep, beep, beep.
Fuck off, Buck.
Like, yeah, that. Yeah.
Because the other one was really lame.
I'm too young to understand this conversation.
Yeah, man, we are showing our age right now.
Spandex and 70s music. That pretended to be music from the 25th century.
You're wearing a cup, aren't you? Right now.
I hope so.
Right now.
Let's see.
Right
Thwack!
Ooh!
No.
No!
You just call it your supporting actor, right?
Right.
Right.
No.
No? Aw, but it's so supportive.
My athletic supporter.
That was witty.
You
Thank
spent
you. That whole song thinking that up, huh?
Oh, man.
Fuck you.
You get one of these.
You're such an asshole, dude.
Yep, that's what I do. Hi, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd. Catch me every Monday night at the Jub Jub's Open Mic. And you guys missed it because tonight, which is in the past when you guys hear it, Daryl motherfucking Lee is back in town stepping up on the open mic stage one more time.
For a visit?
I don't know. He's here tonight. That's all I care about. I haven't seen that guy in like 8 years. And Daryl Lee is really... one of the just finest on-stage performer, guitar player, singers I've ever seen.
Like, yeah.
And know personally.
He's on fire. He could play that guitar and sing with some passion. And
he's one of those guys who has the it.
Yeah. He can do some crazy Jimi Hendrix licks and shit.
Yeah.
It's very good.
And
I can't wait.
Super fun.
It's going to be fun.
That's super fun to hang out and jam with.
Yep, yep.
Man, and we're going to see a little Candy Shop
tonight. Yeah, a little Candy Shop tonight.
And they killed it.
We're going to be in the News and Review this week, so pick one of those up.
Yeah, that should be coming out today.
All about Candy Shop. Yeah.
If you're listening to this on Thursday.
This is
the new album
Future
coming
for
out?
Us. Yeah. Glitterbox.
When's the CD release?
I've seen the prototypes for the CD. It's awesome. Yeah,
we're doing,
I think, December 21st or something with Eric Foreman.
The last day of the world?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're putting it out on the,
nice.
On the end of the world.
The end of the world.
Yeah.
Well, there's also going to be an end of the world party at Jub Jub's with Gas the Rabbit, Schizopolitans, and a couple other guys.
The skits!
Yeah.
Let's watch the skits.
They're so fun. You should go check out both shows because it's the last night of the world. You should go see as many shows as you possibly can.
Yeah, and then play that album and die.
we really need to tell the Mayans to fuck themselves.
Well, if we're talking about what's coming up in the future, I want to throw it out here. It's only a week and a half away.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Anarchy. Winter Ball 2012.
For Tom Plunkett. Plunkett.
December 7th and 8th.
28 bands. 2 days. Chaos, anarchy, art, music, poetry.
Very exciting. And me.
Fun.
It's monstrous.
I helped.
And you know what?
Oh, I don't get anything?
Oh, oh, I'll count this.
And I...
Spunk. Spunk. Fun is the best thing to have.
Great. All in my ears. Spunk in my ears all the time whenever I come over here.
Speaking of spunk in your ears, let's play that fucking worst little quiz game with
By Spunk and Meyer Wieners.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, freaks of all ages. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world. Tom, you've played this before. You know how it goes.
Not really.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a series of unrelated questions to throw you off your game. And then score them subjectively. And today it'll have even less meaning because there's nobody you're competing against. You're already a winner. You may already be a winner. We won't know until the end of the quiz. If you get less than 0 points, you might be a loser.
All I have to do is be cool, right? You get less than that down.
If you get less than six, you'll be the lowest scoring.
You've already started at a deficit with that comment. Negative 15.
Fuck a duck in the asshole with another duck's asshole.
Oh, me.
Ooh, he's jumping up.
I want her.
Okay.
No, I wanted to fuck a duck in the asshole with another asshole.
Gross.
Quick bad joke. Guy walks into a bar with an alligator and says, "Hey, I bet you, bet's the bartender that he can get the alligator to suck his dick." Everybody gathers around to watch the bet, whips it out, hits the alligator on the back of the head. The alligator reaches out very gently and takes his member in his mouth and starts giving him a blowjob. And he looks around and says, "Hey, anybody else want to try?" From the back of the room, all you can hear is, "Oh, me, but don't use the billy club." All right. That was Rick.
That was not good.
Yeah, I know.
And I never did that.
I figured out how to fill the silences I create. Just
let me
keep talking.
Hey. Now, you need to answer these questions quickly and concisely with descriptions.
Big words. Oh, God.
Do an impression. Mama Cass?
No, I was an impression. Someone...
Heady.
Fuck.
I'll give that 5 points. I'll give that 5 points.
So you're back up to zero.
No.
Like someone had pressed, on me. Yeah.
Let's see. Are you in a relationship?
Negative. Unless you mean my car.
Yeah. Like Christine?
All right. Think of a possible relationship you might be in then. Name the celebrity of the same gender you would make out with and
George
ruin
Clooney.
That relationship.
No. Nicole Kidman.
Ooh.
So you're a woman.
What?
George
you
Clooney would have been
boy.
Correct.
I was joking at first. I was joking. It was a joke.
Continue.
Continue.
Yeah, okay. Minus five again.
Continue.
How often do you masturbate? Describe your balls. No.
It comes and goes. Describe my balls?
No.
they
That's
look
a
like
new one.
They look like aerial photographs of Iraq.
I'd see a doctor.
With trees, if there were
trees.
Well,
at least they're not dark, heavy, and pendulous. Tom, where'd you lose your virginity? Where and when?
In a room.
When?
When I was 19. Yeah.
I was really hoping for like
I was a late bloomer.
A 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I was watching Click, which is
I don't even know what that
awful.
Is.
Oh, it's Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Oh, with the remote control.
A really sad Adam Sandler movie I lost my virginity to when I was 19. Yeah.
No, at 19, I lost mine to the pickup line, want to play Where's Waldo.
Nice.
She had Where's Waldo sheets.
You know
though.
What my line is? You're going to love this. Our eyes are having sex. It works every time. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question.
I'm a little more charismatic about it. I was just trying to creep you out.
Has being in a band garnered you some...
Tail?
Tail?
Let me say something. No. Fuck no. It has not.
Then you're doing it wrong.
Apparently. Apparently.
Let's see. Rate your own skills as a lover.
I'm awesome.
1 to 10.
Oh, right. All right. What does awesome translate to?
10.
I'd give it a 8.5. Solid 8.5.
Okay, modesty. Rate your most recent lover's skills. Same scale.
Dude, I have to actually think about that.
Who, where, when? Did I know her name? All of these questions are floating through his head.
She was really good at blowing. Yeah, on my neck. And blowing and the other thing.
Right.
Yeah.
1 to 10.
I mean, it takes some serious empathy to be a woman and blow a guy, I think. So, if we're rating it, I would say solid 8.
Solid 8.
A 10 is like a gay guy. A gay guy would know how to put it.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the likelihood she's going to listen to this podcast?
None.
Zero.
Or else I wouldn't have said shit.
In all of history, who are you going to have a hit fist fight with?
Oh, god damn. Dude, I loved it when there were other people in the room. I could think about my answer.
Right.
Who said that in unison?
Faster.
Who am I going to have a fist fight with? You know what? Hunter S. Thompson, just because I think he would think it was fun.
Fair enough.
That's a good one. We never had Hunter in. I love the man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah, I would fist fight him out of love.
You guys probably drinking afterwards or shooting guns.
Shooting
or something.
Yeah. Maybe at each other. Potato gun. You pee in the shower, Tom?
Yes. Except that my shower right now gets backed up because there's hair in the in the drain. So I generally tend to put one leg out because I remember when I get in the shower, oh shit, I have to pee. And then I step out and kind of do like this stretchy thing and then piss in the toilet and then go back in. But when I don't have that problem, yes.
Okay.
Good answer.
Have you ever been surprised having sex?
Surprised? Yeah, when I get the wood chipper, maybe.
Wood chipper? What the hell are you talking about?
The wood chipper.
Put the wood in, it gets all chipped up.
Ah.
Teeth,
I think,
man.
He's talking... Oh.
Teeth.
Gotcha.
Braces. Teeth in the vagina. No, teeth...
Oh. Oh, my.
That was a surprise.
Who are you dating?
She thought she was eating at Winter Schnitzel, but no.
Stuck. What member of the Breakfast Club... Do you know what the Breakfast Club is?
Yes.
What member of the Breakfast Club do you most identify with?
I forget his name, but definitely the bad boy.
The Judd Nelson.
Yeah.
Johnny Bender.
Oh, yeah.
Are you good with geography?
I know what hills are.
Name the capital cities of the 5 states bordering Nevada.
Jesus,
15
God.
Seconds. Go.
First I have to know those. Okay, Arizona? Just help me. Help me. Oh, God. Phoenix? Yeah? Jesus Christ. Fuck this, man. All right, Elephant Town and Willy Wonkaville.
Time's up.
And yes, thank you. That'd be Sacramento, Boise, Salt Lake City, Phoenix. You did get one. And Salem.
All right, so that's worth like 0.01 points?
Worth a point.
Huh.
Nick, would you like to head up some rapid fire?
Okay, sure. Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Ozzy or Ronnie James Dio?
Ozzy.
All right, let's go with AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
All right.
Herbs is the answer to your next question.
Beat up or arrested?
Hell yeah.
Can I have both?
Sure. Meth or Mountain Dew?
Okay, seriously, Mountain Dew.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, fuck you. Okay. I don't want to go with Star Wars because of Disney. So
you
okay,
say it's Star Trek.
It's Time Warner.
No. Okay, Star Wars.
Ah, Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
All right, and one of my favorites, Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
I'd go with Pat.
Shaven or bald?
What?
That's the same thing, Nick.
Oh, wait. Shaven or hairy?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, shaven, definitely.
Okay. Cheater or cheated?
Oh, I'd rather be the cheater.
Ding.
Coldplay or herpes?
Jesus, man. Coldplay, fuck you.
Not everybody picks
he's
that.
He's a duck. Nobody ever says, nobody ever picks Coldplay.
Weed or beer?
Oh, beer, actually, yeah.
Nickelback or losing your arm to gangrene?
Losing my arm to gangrene. Can I have Gang Blue at least?
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
And let's see, for your last question. Last question. Okay, you could only exist in a universe that had one or the other. Beatles or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Boldly going where other people have gone before. Actually, is the most popular answer to that question.
Well, that's because Star Wars is
I think Beatles
isn't
is
myth.
The most popular answer to that question, actually.
I think you're fucking wrong.
Well,
let's have 50-50. A fight.
I think we're going to go to a music break so me and Rory can step outside.
Take care of this disagreement. But Tom.
Did Tom win or did Tom win?
With an amazing score of 17 and a half points.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
I wrote down 146, but I changed my mind. 17 and a half points.
Jesus. What the hell is the curve here?
You win against no one. You also lose to no one.
That's it. You're our third lowest score, so.
I'm gonna burp right now.
You didn't come in last. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I did.
Congratulations.
But life is about duality.
And secretly, I was scoring myself on that. Well, weird. I did beat you.
Oh.
I beat you right off the charts.
Damn it, Rory. Let's be kind to our guests.
That was an unfortunate turn of phrase.
Yeah, beat him.
I'm saying you fail.
All right, we've just got a few minutes left, so I think we're going to say some what's happening this weekend, say some goodbyes, and go out on a song here.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Nick's got his big, important newspaper man interview coming up here tonight.
Yep, yep. Check out the Liver Scars review. Meet the Liver Scars was reviewed this week. And go check out some of the songs on Reverb Nation.
Was it favorable?
Yeah, it was straight up. It was good. He liked it. You know, it wasn't like, oh, you got to go run out and get it. He was like, it's solid. It's good. It's punk rock.
Hey, at least so he didn't come out and say it sucked.
No, he said it good. He said it would have been maybe even better, though, if we, instead of a comic book, came out with a bottle of whiskey.
Liver Scars whiskey. Yeah, get it today.
Who's maybe that's a good
that?
Idea.
Little travel size bottle.
For the next one. Yeah, airplane bottle. So good. And, yeah, look at the candy shop in the Reno News and Review this week. We got an interview with Brad Bynum. And then, of course, Mary Anarchy, but we already covered that.
Woo!
Coming so up what do you got here. Coming up?
Let's see.
Roy Dad?
I don't know. I'm flipping through my Facebook events here. The Butt Cracker is going on all month here at Bruca Theater. You guys should really check that out if you've never seen it. It's a fun, farcical take on your traditional caroling Christmassy special. Nick, you've seen the Butt Cracker before, correct?
Oh, I was in the Butt Cracker. Butt Cracker 2.
Right.
I've been in the Butt Cracker as well.
Is it not a wonderful experience to be had by all?
Gross. It's wonderful. It's funny. If you're uptight, don't go.
But let's see.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Good advice.
That is
that applies
good.
To most of the things we suggest.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
We got the Canes, the Jingos, and the Feather Merchants happening.
Fucking rad.
Cool.
Where's that? I think that's at Jubb's on Friday.
Oh, yeah. That is at Jubb's.
Do
yeah.
they sell feathers?
Very cool.
Maybe. You should go check it out. See if they sell feathers. and then Saturday, let's see what's going on here. Butt Cracker, Fleshhammer's Holiday Party at Davidson's.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they were still going.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're doing a little Christmas show, getting back together or something.
Cool. They're pretty good.
Yeah. Let's see. There's a Fishnets and Fedoras contest at the studio on 4th. You should probably check that out.
Yeah, if you like getting dressed up, that's a great place.
I mentioned in the blog post last week after I talked to our good friend Desiree over there at Studio on 4th and working with the East 4th Street Foundation Coalition or whatever that is. And there's been some rumors that the Studio on 4th is closed since there's been a change in management. But she wants to let all you listeners out there know that it is just a change in management. Place is still open. They're still doing burlesque. They want more art in. So if you're an artist looking for a space, they want to put your shit up on their walls. They want to get new bands in there who, and she said, this is almost a direct quote, anybody that's had a bad experience there in the last 6 months should come back by again and talk to her because she's in charge of it now.
She's kicking ass over there.
So please check them out over there because we love those kids and we like that space and want to see it keep happening.
And Tom, what do you have coming up?
You got anything?
Nothing.
Yeah, because your band's playing a never.
Yeah.
Well, he's still busily mixing a record, so, you know.
In studio, right.
When's the CD release?
Well, actually, on December 12th, I plan to be hungover. And I think the 13th and the 14th and 15th.
Cool.
What's going on then?
16th, 17th, 18th.
12th's my birthday.
End of the semester?
I don't go to school.
I don't know.
12 is also the number of steps Tom
should
be taking
cool
soon.
I'm too cool for stool. Did I just say I'm too cool for stool? Holy
yes
shit.
Oh, man. It's time to end this.
Because stool is hot.
What are we going out on here, Tom? What's the last song we're going to hear?
My favorite.
The last song is just some straight up fucking rock and roll.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
It's called... Oh, yeah, we made up a new word for this. Disentrapment, which is actually... This is one of the oldest things I have ever written. Probably one of the handful of songs that I wrote when I first started out. And it evolved over time through, you know, several versions of the band with different members and shit. And this is the end result.
All right, so before we get to that, I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for
listening to another
wonderful episode of the Worst Little Podcast in the World. For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca, Spencer the Intern, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying goodnight, ladies.
wonderful evening with a garbage man.
The Garbage Studios.
The Wretched Stands.